This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The COVID-19 pandemic has not slowed production at the Iowa Fertilizer Company plant in Lee County. The chemical plant opened a bit more than 3 years ago. It produces nitrogen fertilizer for agricultural markets in the Midwest. Tri-State's Public Radio talked to plant manager Rob Altman and Daryl Ullman, who's the reliability director for the plant's parent company. Altman says the plant is classified as a facility that was required to operate even during the pandemic.
We were pretty aggressive right off the bat with implementing the things that we needed to do to ensure that our employees' health was paramount and the health here of the employees coming into the plant. And so we do a health check for all employees and contractors. We tried to reduce our workforce to keep the population density down to a minimum that ensures, that social distancing, to the maximum. We, remove chairs, tables from break rooms. We implemented additional cleaning, added cleaning requirements, added requirements from our own employees to clean, their station and provided all the necessary supplies to do that. And so, to date, we've been, to our knowledge, no employee or contractor has had COVID. And so we're pretty thankful for that and pretty proud of that, actually.
Did you furlough or lay off workers to keep the size of the workforce down?
We did not furlough or lay off. Now, we did change the operating schedule, and we did pay people to stay home, basically, on a rotation. So for the first about 2 months, April and May, we were paying a part of our employees. They weren't permanently at home, but they just didn't make their full 40 hours in a work week. And so we made up that time to ensure that they were whole.
When this was being built, the project received $100 million in local and state tax incentives. Why would you say that was a good investment for local and state governments?
One, that investment was made based on an employment at a certain level. We far exceeded that. So I think, our contribution back to the economy and definitely back to the local labor, the employment rate for Southeast Iowa has far exceeded anything that, was put together for those incentives. And one thing we want to note, too, though, that those tax or credits, and obviously you only pay tax on income typically. And, as we're still a new plant, we've really not drawn down any of those credits yet. They're out there for us to take advantage. And someday I assume we'll be making lots of money and we'll be able to take advantage of that.
Do you have the capability, I guess, the flexibility to alter what you produce there or change what you produce if market demands change?
Yes, and that's one of the things that really excited me when I was first contemplating leaving my previous employer, not just coming to a brand new greenfield world scale plant, but when I first looked at the composition of how the plant was being built, the operating flexibility, again, I could probably say is almost second to none in this industry. And it was designed that way to do exactly what you said, because it is a commodity business, like any commodity, the prices go up and the prices go down and you really can't control it. And with making, 4 to 5 different products, obviously those prices they don't necessarily all go up and down at the same time. So we have that flexibility to change production pretty well to focus either, we can cut back the upgrade product and make just more ammonia and put it in the market, or we can turn ammonia down a bit and crank up the upgrade products and make, convert all the ammonia to urea, or we can back urea down and make more UAN or make more diesel exhaust fluid. It's pretty amazing the flexibility we have. And that's what we do regularly with our marketing arm is really, try to, monitor what's going on in the marketplace and, tune production a little bit, so to say, to really optimize our net returns to the company.
Daryl Ullman is the reliability director for the parent company of the Iowa Fertilizer Company. We also heard from Rob Altman, who manages the company's plant in Lee County. They say it cost more than $3 billion to build the plant. The facility employs around 240 workers. That's 75 more than they originally expected. The plant operates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is Tri-State's Public Radio News.